We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Great stuff for the NBA last night. My God, in these game twos last night, the Lakers up 20, end up losing on that Jamal Murray shot you just heard. And by the way, the game before it was just unbelievable. The Knicks were down to the 76ers 101-96 with 47 seconds left. A five-point lead, and they end up losing that game. Incredible. 104-101 comeback for the Knicks. They're
You're
up
2-0. You're starting to get sick of this referee complaining, by the way?
Yes, always.
I mean, my God, man. Like, I get it. I you know, there's a lot of mistakes that go both ways, Joe.
Yeah, and they're all waiting
for
human.
The two. But yeah. Everyone make, like, the coaches make mistakes, players make mistakes, the officials are going to make mistakes because they're human too. But, man, like, Philly, inbound the basketball, go make a couple free throws and you win the game.
How about get a rebound too?
Get a rebound, fine. Even then, though, Joe, all you got to do, you're up two, you inbound the basketball, you go make a couple free throws, the game is over.
So
basic basketball.
Yeah.
See college teams turn the ball over on an inbounds play like that.
Have you noticed it seems like it's harder in these games for these teams in the NBA, especially at the end of games, teams struggling to get guys open, to get the ball in. It's amazing.
You're talking about Philly's last possession where Maxey goes racing up the floor. But I don't know if
everywhere.
He realized, Joe, he looked like he was about to drive to the basket. They needed a three there. He looked like he was about to drive to the basket, and then, you know, I don't know, Embiid fires one up. But
well, I'm like you. I hate at the end of a game where the best players come out and say, we got screwed. You know, we're the best team for all but 20 seconds, and we got a bad call when the review comes out. You know, they have that NBA review the last couple minutes of a game.
Which I don't like, by the way.
Yeah, it's throwing
no reason
way,
to
those
go,
officials
yeah, no reason to come out afterwards and explain, you know, where they got everything wrong. Like,
I'm guessing the NBA officials probably, when they found out that was going to happen, weren't real excited about having that on top of everything else. So anyway,
what does that accomplish, though? You think the teams that really, you know, that got screwed, they see that they got screwed, and they're like, oh, that makes us feel a hell of a lot better now. Yeah,
they
of course,
go,
nothing changes.
Right. Like, hey, you, we missed one. Yeah, no, we missed three in the last 2 minutes. Yeah, now that it's been slowed down and the league's had a chance to review it, but nothing changes. Nothing changes, but okay, we missed a couple. But you know what most people will say, and I don't know how you feel about this. Like, when a team loses at the end of the game and you're going, oh, man, we got screwed on that one call. Like, yeah, but probably go back and look at a lot of other opportunities you had to win the game. I mean, it's not like you play one or two plays in a game or one or two possessions in a game. You got a lot. At some point, you got to look at yourself and instead of we got screwed. Yeah, because I'm listening to Joel Embiid last night and his comments of, you know, we're clearly the better team. We should be up 2-0. Okay. And it's officials that basically held you back. Is that
yeah, officials don't affect the outcome of the game, man. There's plenty of plays through a game, Joe, that you can make that, you know, you don't put it in the hands of the officials. But there's going to be bad calls both ways. These games are borderline impossible to officiate. Not to mention now, by the way, you got this review thing, which just sucks.
Let me
the
ask
challenge
you
thing where they have to go off to commercial while these guys are looking at a little monitor. I mean, it's painful, man.
So there will be people tell you at the end of a game, like Mahomes throwing it down the middle, his guy gets tackled before he can, you know, catch the ball. Guy clearly wraps around him on a post pattern, no help in the middle. Looks like it's going to be a huge play to set Kansas City up. And he gets pass interference, which if, you know, they call it, or he's able to catch, you know, it's people are going to say they got screwed on that call. Remember, Mahomes went crazy and is just losing his mind on the sideline. We got screwed again in this game.
But that's sports, though.
I agree.
Right?
By the way, that's how it goes, I agree with you.
I mean,
this has been going on.
So
this is
intriguing.
Not something new. Right.
And you know what? It's your fault if you put the game in the hands of the officials at the end. Again, Philly, all they had to do was inbound that basketball, get fouled, can make a couple free throws, they win the game. But it is more convenient and it's easier to just sit up at the podium afterwards and cry about the officiating.
Well, I can tell you why. Like the amount of pressure on Philadelphia with this team to win right now, the pressure on all these teams to like how are you the Lakers? You got a 20-point lead on the road. And by the way, LeBron is still.
Bro, when a team has your number, they have your number.
And they come back.
Denver's beat them like 10 times in a row or something.
No, they're going to give you a 20-point lead and we're going to come back.
Texter makes a good point here. If Embiid was healthy, Philly would win this series pretty easily. Embiid, you got to give that guy a little bit of credit, man. I agree. He was hurting last night.
He's limping around he's playing. Yep,
he plays his ass off. He's diving all over the floor.
He
for
is
for loose balls or rebounds and stuff. That guy played his ass off. I give him a lot of credit. But, man, you just got to execute at the end of the game.
He did say something last night, though, like, we're clearly a better team, and we're going to win this series.
Yeah, I don't know that they're clearly the better team, Joe. I mean,
all right.
Last
go
night
get
them. Those teams are so evenly matched. Like, that is a fun series. But, yeah, Philly should have won that game. No excuse to lose that game. And you can blame the officials all you want, but you got to make a simple play at the end.
Well, it was all good for the NBA last night. If you're an NBA and you could stay awake and watch the late night game too, those were great games, great comebacks.
What does that start over there by you, 7:30 or something?
I don't.
So you
got
the first game at what, like before you even sit down to dinner?
I got up at midnight, took a shower to come in.
Your clock's all screwed up, huh?
Yeah. So I leave at 3 anyway at home, but yeah, this thing just feels differently.
And you stop at Pete's.
No. I drive
Pete's Coffee.
They have Pete's Coffee here, so it's
all they have it there.
Yeah, I'm freeloading coffee right now.
So Pete's Coffee is like Starbucks here.
No, they have Starbucks and they have they have them all. Dunkin' Donut. Well, they California's got all that.
Does Pete's sell donuts?
No. I think they're just in the coffee business.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, the part I left out is that dark drive in the morning, almost an hour to get here. It's kind of like somebody asked me yesterday, I was talking, I go, well, how's the drive? I go, well, it's kind of like being in Palm Beach and driving down to Dade County is probably what it's like. Some of the guys that work there have a long drive to get
to
work.
You're a trooper, man. Jeez.
Well, listen, it's nice. They've been great out here. And this is a big week, Woody. I ain't going to miss this
week,
man. You know, we got a lot of stuff. And by the way, being able to turn the having those – I always say this about growing up in California. The one thing I miss the most is NFL games starting at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, it's nice.
Everything just gets moved up, right? Dinner time, your games are basically over. It's great.
We have no chance on those Western Conference games. I'm guessing most of the people that are up right now did not watch that Laker game. That started at, 10:30, something like that?
Yeah.
And that Sixer-Knick game wasn't a short game either. That one ended, I think, well after 10 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
I caught most of that.
I couldn't sleep after that game. That was an exciting one, man.
So, anyway, some of these games have just been great. Playoffs in hockey and the NBA have been what you expect. I can't wait for game two, Tampa Bay and the Panthers.
Well, finally, we don't have to decide between our two teams here, Joe.
Yeah. Woody, they're never going to do that. I know you think when they do this,
I know they should get together and have a little powwow and be like, hey, you know,
maybe we
shouldn't.
Why do you think the teams, does the NFL look like on Christmas they're worried about when the NBA's playing games?
No, but it would be nice if they were more considerate of the fact that we want to watch both of our teams, and putting the games on at the same time is not ideal.
When they do that, Woody, they don't go, wait a second, the Heat are playing at 1 o'clock. Let's move our Panthers game. Let's switch.
Maybe they should.
Why don't you call the commissioner and ask him? Why don't you just say, hey, we seem
to have
too
many games on the same day. NHL commissioner, if you're trying to grow your league, you know, the way to do that is to not schedule your games during the Heat games.
I'll tell you what the Panthers have done with the products they've had here recently, and now they're seeing the reward with the fan base growing and more people going to these games. Woody, I didn't know if this thing was going to work here. I was leaning years ago, and it was a little screwed up with ownership. It was a little screwed up with guys running the team and decisions. We had owner according to what party he went to in Weston. We had an owner that was listening, and that's the guy that he would hire. And it was crazy. It was just it was very dysfunctional. Vinny comes in and gets this thing straightened out. Said, let's spend money, spend what you can, what we're allowed to do. They hit a home run on this general manager, an absolute home run with this guy. And the guy's kind of behind the scenes. He's not a big yapping guy. They got the right coach, who when he got here, he hasn't been able to win at all anywhere. He's been around long. Puts in a system. These guys are drinking all the Kool-Aid on it. And they got a lot of really good players. And here we are. Here we are with a really fun team to watch up, see if they can go up 2-0 tonight against Tampa Bay. And it should be one hell of a game tonight. By the way, we got all kinds of news out there. We got quarterback news in the NFL. We've got transfer portal news coming out of everybody trying to figure out which Miami Hurricanes were going to be hitting the transfer portal. And Jared Harrison Hunt, the defensive tackle. I remember when he was young. And Herbie said he was going to be a first-round pick. And by the way, he's been a good player. Woody, would you agree? Harrison Hunt's been a good player. 11 starts last year on that really good defense they had.
I think you need to do a better job not getting attached to players here, Joe.
No, man.
That's the tough part of this whole thing, man. You start to like a player, and he's like, I'm leaving.
So
money wasn't there. The playing time wasn't there.
I got to tell you, Woody, and we'll probably never know the whole story. But I'm sure part of it has to do with rotation and plan. But Wood, you were right about this, and I just did not give it enough credit. We got guys transferring because of money. Want more money. So not only are you allowed to be a free agent every year, can you imagine the NFL was like this? If like, hey.
If you could just pick your team and just move
on. One year
and
you're
place,
going,
yeah.
You know what?
Isn't that what Mike Florio wants? Mike Florio wants like you to be able to pick your team instead of like the draft selecting
Mike,
you and telling
Mike
you where
Florio,
to go. That's his big thing, isn't it?
And by the way, I got a better one for you that I just heard. These guys already know what other teams are offering before these guys transfer. They're like, hey, so they got these marketing guys who are not just marketing to get them more money. They're not. They're also out there going, hey, this guy might be hitting the transfer portal. What can you pay? He can play for you. Oh yeah, he's a good player. It's terrible. This is terrible. I mean, it's a free agent. All the professional sports would love to have the free agency of college athletes now. So I was wondering what their biggest problem. That's their biggest problem right there. So guy comes out of spring or doesn't go to spring and just knows and says, hey, marketing guy, go ahead and get out there and see what I'm done for the year. See what's out there for me. I'd be open to going somewhere else if I can get paid. I'd like to make more money next year. Crazy. Crazy system, folks. I'm all for young dudes making money. Don't get me wrong, but this one-year free agency is not good for anybody. Just not. Now, the other part of this, to be fair, Mario Cristobal has given a lot of guys a green light to please leave. I got some more guys coming in. I could really use your scholarship. I don't want anybody to think this is all one way, although I got to believe he'd like to have that guy back. There's a lot of guys that they even opened the door for him and got him a ride to the airport, no question about it. All right, we got plenty of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Busy day. NFL draft starts Thursday night, and yes, the Miami Dolphins have a first-round pick. We'll talk more about that. The quarterback situation is going to be a lot of fun, and Zach Wilson has got a brand new home, so we'll talk about that. They're able to get rid of their former second-round pick. The Jets were, so we'll have some stuff on that. But first, before we get into anything else, I want to talk about Chev. Love talking about Chev because I love the work that Chev does, the CEO at Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. My man Chev has put together some specials, said, let's do it. He did it to the point I said, are you sure you can do this? There's no catch. He goes, no, there's no catch. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. I go, okay. He goes, I'm not done. Don't move. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. I said, are you sure? And he goes, I'm not done. Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. I said, man, you're serious. He goes, yeah. But you got to start telling people, Joe, not to wait till hurricane season starts and the first big one's 1,000 miles out there headed our way. You got to tell them, let's get it done now while we got these great deals going because they're not going to last forever. And roofing materials, they have them all. Well, I want tile. No problem. Shingle, metal flat, they got them all. Whatever you want that you think's best for you, they do it for you. I got to tell you, man, Loctite really does it all. They take care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about that. It's just quality work, best products, and best people. Protecting your home like nobody else. That's what they do. And it's so much fun to talk about it. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Call them. Find out. They'll answer the door and get right on it for you, man. Great service is what it's all about, and that's why Chev and his company have done so well. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. Covering all of South Florida. And part of West Broward right now, but can go anywhere they need to help you get Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A lot of guys aren't used to sitting inside of a meeting room, being the best player on their team their whole entire life, and then a coach saying, bro, you suck this.
You ever had somebody say that to you?
Oh, yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins.
What happened?
Like the coach against Sneed, the player, the Chiefs. Everybody see this player against the Chiefs jamming to the floor. He called me out. He like, Reek, bro, you supposed to be the fucking best player in the league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. It's man, we pay you all this money for what? And for me, I love shit like that because I'm gonna take that shit to heart and I'm gonna get better from it. That'll never happen again to me in my life, man. You feel me? If a motherfucker not hold me accountable, I feel like I'm not going to be able to get better, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, obviously, the coaches can bypass that, you know what I'm saying, and just be like, he'll get better from it. But if he's not saying nothing, like, the other guys in the locker room, they're going to look at it as, oh, if Reek can do it, I can do it.
And right.
That's not getting the team better. I need everybody to get better.
Right.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? Baby brother Waddle, I got him up under my wing trying to teach him. I'm like, bro.
He a dog.
I want everybody to get paid, bro.
He a dog,
everybody
too.
Deserve it, bro.
Right.
You feel me?
All right, that was Tyreek Hill. A little conversation during the Kansas City Chiefs game with Mike McDaniel. Like, you just got jammed to the ground. You just not just got jammed. He knocked you down on a jam. And pretty cool. Tyreek very open about it and said, man, ain't going to happen again. And I'm glad he called me out when he saw it. So I guess I was a little surprised. I don't know what the tone was, tone of voice from the head coach, who's super positive guy, Mike McDaniel. But I got to
buy that story fully, though. Like, I don't picture Mike McDaniel going under Tyreek Hill after that Chiefs game, after those guys are, like, in the locker room defrosting, being like, what the hell do we pay you for?
Yeah, what do we
like, I don't – that just seems like it's not in his character,
so
but I don't
I
know,
take
I don't know.
It more that it happened after that play is when usually – now back in the day – Don Shula would hit you hard during the game. When I say hit you hard, like
yeah.
coming off the field, and he knew what the play was because he called a lot of them. Or
so he'd
or,
get but, after you during the game.
So he get.
You listen, worried about that? That would like mentally, you know, screw you up, or there was just no worry about that. Back
but that
then.
Was old school. That okay. was, you know, and because Bo and I and all the guys, because it happened to every guy. I know you when you're playing, you think it's only you, like. You almost think you're getting picked on or he's going to make an example of you because he doesn't want to say it to Clayton and Duper. And it's easier because he knows I can take it or he thought I could take it or what the hell am I going to say or do. So, yeah, and I've told you this story, you know, against Dallas Cowboys on a Monday night football game. I'm running down the middle of the field early in the game. And as the ball's coming, you know, tight end down the middle between the safeties. David Woodley, going back to David Woodley before Dan Marino was there, and Woodley threw it, and I should have caught it. So I go up, and as I hit it, I get the collision of the safeties. I drop the ball. Clearly a drop ball, no question about it. Probably had my courage checked a little bit there, you know, about thinking about getting hit, and so they hit me, and it goes out. So it was a third down play, and so, you know, right away I get up and I go, well, here it goes. I mean, as soon as you make that on a third down play, you got to walk by him. And, you know, he could go up and down the you know, on the sideline and he was going to get you. Hey, damn it, make the – what are you doing? You got to make that. You got to make that catch. With, you know, some special words in there too with it to really, you know, juice it up to make his point. Because he was an intense dude on the sideline. So that wasn't the problem. So now I go to sit down because the Cowboys have the ball. And their third down play comes up. They've got third and long. And they got a guy jump up between, like, Lyle and Glenn Blackwood, the two safeties. Makes a one-handed catch, comes down with it, gets up, does the first down. The Cowboy crowd's going nuts. And here he comes again. All I hear is, where's Rose? Where's Rose? And so I had like Nat Moore sitting on one side and Jimmy Cephalo sitting on the other, sitting on the bench just drinking Gatorade. And they're saying, hey, don't worry about it. Let the play go. And now here he comes again. Apparently he felt he didn't get his message across after the play as I, you know, jogged off the field next to him. So here he comes. And it same thing. You guys, you see that? You see that? You know why he's on that team? He does that. You know why you're on the team? And if you can't, you won't be on the team. So he even got to, like, teasing you that you could be off the team. Like, he got to the point. Wasn't even a worse part. So now we end up losing the game at the end of the game. Cowboys march down. Danny White's a quarterback, marches them down. They win the game. So now it's film study. It's that other stuff you're talking about. Now it's the whole offense together. And he goes through the whole thing. Runs it back and forth, right? Mm-mm-mm. And I got to tell you, nobody took losses worse as a coach than Don Shula. Like, you know, he always had this thing, if they're a better team than we are, I can accept that loss. That was a lie. He thought you should win every game. So, he gave it to me pretty good. Now, the embarrassing part, if it's just a couple of guys around, it's fine during the game. But that stuff when we're all sitting there together in film study in our regular clothes, that's a little embarrassing, getting called out. You know, if somebody's got something to say, hey, the boss wants to see you. I'd rather have that where you go in and he just blasts you. But it's just the two of you. And the secretary can hear it outside. But that's okay. But that one that really had a sting to it was in front of all your teammates. It was kind of humiliating to do. So, yeah, I don't think it's hard for me to see Mike. I get that Mike might have said a lot of those things. But I just, when I saw that, I was like, well, that's kind of cool that, you know, people say Mike doesn't, you know. Could you see Mike going to and saying to Tyreek Hill, we're paying you all that money and you got jammed like that? Like, I could see him going, you're supposed to be the best player in football, or you are the best player in football and you let that happen. You could see that, right? Like, he'd bring up the money. Because Mike does talk about, hey, play well and get paid. Mike's one of the few coaches I've ever heard talk about, hey, play great and go get paid. Like, he gets that's what this thing's about. You know, let's win games, get paid. Play well, get paid. So I could see some of that, but to your point, I don't think his tone of voice had anything in common with Don Shula, if that's what you were asking me. So, yeah, it was kind of crazy. But that was the worst one. And you know it's bad because I was like 23 or 4 years old, and it was like yesterday that I still remember him coming over there next to Gatorade. I was just trying to have a cold Gatorade, you know, for a second. And here he comes, man. He didn't do that a lot. He was usually zoned in on the defense and getting ready to get after those guys. But, yeah, he took a break. And, man, I got to tell you, as soon as he said my name, the guys on the sideline, it just opened up. It was like they put a line together to show exactly where I was. It was a rough one. But you were accountable, man. I've heard both stories the same thing. You know, make the tackle. What are you doing? He goes, I got held. I don't want to hear that, you know. Get off it. Get off the guy's grabbing you, you know, shake loose. So he got after it, man. He got his money's worth. Whatever you were making, he got his money's worth when Coach Shula was getting after. It's different, man. It's a different game now. But when I did see that story about Tyreek Hill, I was like, I thought what you did. Like, I mean, did he really get after Tyreek? Like, did he get after Tyreek? Like, Tyreek thought he went old school on him? Or was it like, damn, man, we're paying you a lot of money, bro? Like, do you see?
I don't know, man. The more you say it out loud, the less I think that came out of Mike's mouth. But
yeah,
it makes for good entertainment on his podcast.
No, it's good. And listen, everybody's picked it up.
It just doesn't sync up with the rest of the Mike McDaniel experience.
But I will say this, man. Jalen Waddle understood. Like to me, the coach said, "Dude, you're the best wide receiver in football. Like, I throw you the ball a lot." And you put up big numbers because we believe. Hell, if I was to ask you right now, who's the best player in the Miami Dolphins? Who would you say?
Well, that's easy, Tyreek.
Yeah,
yeah. That but that's easy though.
Yeah, no. I agree. By the way, I and it's not a shot at anybody on defense because I know we got some big time, and it's not a shot at the quarterback or anybody else, including record numbers that Raheem Mostert put up. But Tyreek Hill is clearly the best player. And you know, he's one of the best players even with the quarterbacks in the NFL. But he does have that play because I see everybody – you've seen everybody's put that video up of him getting jammed by Snead. I don't know if you saw it, but a lot of people have that thing up. And I mean, he did, and that's going to happen, man. But the fact that he said he got called out is – there was definitely something said to him, but I don't think he got Don Shula. Right? He did bring up the money, and he probably did bring up, you know, you're supposed to be the best player, man. How do you let that happen with that guy? Now, Legarius Sneed's not exactly, you know, cheap bread. That guy's pretty good. Legarius Sneed is pretty damn good. And I think he might be the best bump and run guy, the most physical corner in the game. Like, he jams guys and he knocks him down. That's hard to do, to jam and knock down Tyreek Hill. He is a strong – you've seen the body on that guy. That is one strong cat. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff. Lot of stuff coming up here, including Kyle Crabb's going to join us at 8 o'clock. We'll get into the draft coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about the Miami Dolphins and what Chris Greer might do between now and Thursday with that first pick. There's no question. He let everybody know that pick is yours for the right picks back. We will give it to you. If there's somebody you're in love with, don't be afraid to call us. Number at 19 and 20, start getting ready to call us. We are taking all phone calls on draft night. No question about it. Man, it's going to be a fun draft. Going to be a lot of fun. Hey, we got to go to break. We're running super late because that's what I always do, go way too late. We'll take a quick one and we'll be right back.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us before we get to Kyle Crabb's this morning?
All right, Joe, we have a big trial that might be about set to start here. Did you see this one here that I'm talking about with Alex Rodriguez?
Oh, phew.
Yeah, I know.
You scared me. What a teaser. Yeah, I went, oh, you're not going there. No, what's going on with Alex Rodriguez?
So remember the whole story here with this situation? So Alex Rodriguez and his business partner were set to close on the Timberwolves, and they had a payment plan over a few years or whatever to get this thing all done, and they were going to buy their final piece to become majority owners of the team.
Yeah.
The only issue was that they had agreed at a $1.5 billion purchase price.
And what's that team worth now?
Whole hell of a lot more than that now, Joe.
I'll bet they get $4 billion for that thing. And you know A-Rod and his partner were going, boy, this old man, he got done with his money. We are getting ready to take him to the cleaners.
So long story short here, the guy who owns the team right now, some old geezer, he basically said that they missed a payment deadline, which, Rodriguez and his business partner say absolutely not.
Yeah.
And on May the 1st, they will have a little mediation here, Joe, see if they can't hammer this thing out. Maybe they meet in the middle on the price. I don't know.
Seems like once
you negotiate a deal, you kind of got to stick to it. But
well, I think now that he has seen what this thing's worth, he's going, yeah, you can have it, but the price has gone up, I don't know, $1.5 billion?
Now, let's not feel so bad for this guy, Joe. He bought the Timberwolves for 1994 for $94 million.
Oh.
So, either way, this dude walks off with more money than he already had, which I'm sure is a ton.
Yeah, thank
anyway.
You, TNT and ESPN. Thank you.
I also saw that A-Rod and his business partner were looking to cut some salaries there on the team as well, but that will be for another time.
Yeah, I think in their plan that they put together, it was...
He steal that from his buddy Jeter?
No, you know what I think? I think A-Rod, who, by the way, wasn't worried about money when he was getting all that money, is like, nah. I know we got a lot of good players, but nah, I don't know.
Why don't you let Anthony Edwards walk? He'd look nice in a Heat uniform.
He'd look good in anybody's uniform. That show he put together, and by the way, in Kevin Durant's face.
Mm.
Damn.
Said Kevin Durant's his all-time favorite player, too, so that's a fun little rivalry to watch between those two guys. All right, Joe, Netflix has the Tom Brady roast coming up here. The greatest roast of all time will roast the greatest quarterback of all time. Tom Brady set to be the subject of the Netflix special coming up next month on May the 5th.
Edelman's in. Gronk will be there. Belichick will not. You don't think Belichick would be part of that, do you?
I don't know.
He doesn't look like he plays that.
That's an interesting one. I don't know. All I know is that'll be worth watching.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun to see those guys give Brady a hard time. So,
I got to tell you, man,
May
Tom Brady
on Netflix.
Tom Brady's done a pretty good job with everything that he's doing. He's got to be making, we don't hear about, he got to be making a lot of money.
Well, I assume he's not doing this for free either. So
no.
And this is going to be broadcast live, by the way. So whatever happens, happens there on live TV.
You know, we didn't talk much about it. You know, Tom Brady's teasing everybody about coming back during the season if somebody's got a good team and needs a quarterback.
I talked about it with Omar. He'd probably be better than half the league right now anyway.
Yep. Yep. Let him have a couple weeks to get that thing warmed up, that arm, and
sure.
You're right.
All right, let's keep it moving here, Joe. This was a few days ago, but I wanted to touch on this here. So the Milwaukee Bucks, they're getting ready to open up, you know, their playoff series, and their official Twitter account makes a post that said, "What happened in 82 games? Nobody really cares. It's what you do now. Hashtag fear the deer." It's obviously the intent here to hype up the first-round playoff series against the Pacers. But in a league that has questions about people caring about the regular season, it's not ideal to have one of the league's official Twitter accounts send out nobody cares what happens during the regular season.
Ooh, boy.
And I get what they were trying to do with that one, but somebody not the best luck in the world.
No, somebody didn't think that one out. You know, you keep doing that, and you're going to have some of your fan base going, you know, that's a good point. You guys really don't care about the regular season. Why should I? I'm going to pass, and if it's about the playoffs, I'll be back. And if you're really good, I'll spend whatever it costs when you jack those prices up for playoff tickets.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, you don't get those playoff tickets unless you get the season tickets, Joe. So you're forced to buy those.
We don't talk very much about, but that's the one thing about football. Like, you only play 17 of those suckers once a week. They're all pretty friggin' important, aren't they?
Yeah, unless you're one of the bottom of the barrel teams, which
you're.
Yeah.
And this is the problem when you play 82 games, or in baseball you play, you know, 162 games. It's we'll be fine. I'm gonna take off. I ain't playing back to back. Yeah, a little sore. Hey, I need a personal day. Something's going on at home. Okay.
All right, and our final one here, Joe. Michael Jordan getting the NASCAR win at Talladega over the weekend.
Did
I don't know
really?
If you saw this. Yeah.
So I'm hugging somebody. I didn't know what that was about.
His car that he co-owns, the 23 XI Racing or whatever it is. This is Tyler Reddick is the driver. And, they won over the weekend. Jordan had a funny interview. He's talking about, you know, how this fuels his competitive spirit. And, you know, this has given him something to do since basketball. By the way, he did very poorly as a basketball owner.
Not really.
But seems to be doing better as – I know financially he did well, but – that team did not do a lot of winning.
I think that's what ended he and Charles Barkley's relationship. He said how bad Michael Jordan was running teams.
Well, I mean, come on. He was pretty bad with those teams.
Yes.
It's tough, though. It's tough to get a good team in Charlotte, in fairness to MJ.
You know, it's. I'm sure he thought when he got that, the guys would come flying to play for him, and it just didn't happen. And did not.
Yeah, I don't think guys care who the owner is all that much, unless you're the owner of the Knicks.
No.
Like, I know guys don't want to play for that guy specifically, but.
We talk about location of certain places that will never get top free agents, right? And that's one of them. That's one. Although, I got to tell you, Milwaukee, I didn't think that Milwaukee was much till they hit the jackpot and get one of the best players in basketball. And that's kind of changed. I don't know. Maybe someday it hit on some draft. Look what OKC's doing. Look at that thing. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break here, Woody. I know we got a lot of stuff to get to, including Kyle Krabs. When we come back, he'll join us. We'll talk about the Miami Dolphins, the draft coming up here in just a couple of days. But right now, people need cash, man. Interest rates are going up. High insurance rates are getting worse. HOA fees are going up. Everything's going up. Except your retirement money's not going up. I feel bad because I just heard a number on people living in condos that are retired, and they're getting hammered with insurance and HOA fees, and everything's going up. And meanwhile, they're going, oh my God, I can't afford this. This is crazy. So they got all that equity in those beautiful places overlooking the ocean, but the problem is they've decided to go to the credit card. And with that, you're running up serious debt, 28 to 30%. A month on that credit card debt. Oh, God. Well, Michael Kotze from Choice Mortgage can relieve some of that money stress for you. Get that credit card paid off at a lot lower rate. Save you a lot of money. Reverse mortgages, super popular. I like when Michael Kotze calls and says, hey, man, reverse mortgages have never been hotter than they are right now. More popular than ever here in South Florida. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify, and a reverse mortgage could really help you out. You're sitting there with all that equity in your home and still want to have a place to live. Well, you can get both with that reverse mortgage, which makes it so popular with people. Just call Mike Okotsky. It's one of his specialties. One of the many things he does for South Florida, has been doing for more than 30 years with Choice Mortgage. Debt consolidation, always an issue. Again, going back to that equity in your home, whatever the reason is, call Mike Okotsky at Choice Mortgage. He works quickly. He's about great service. That's why he's been successful for 30 years. He's always working. He kind of has no life, to be honest. I don't like to take shots at Mike Okotsky, but listen, the guy does work 7 days a week. Call or text him and find out if you need to get something done. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.